Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Mokoshabaka diriyaki, ekunenenyaka, sheririoko, yobabaka, sheriolalalaboko. What a mighty God you are. You are awesome and mighty. You are high and holy. So, Father, tonight we thank you for your presence. Is two or more of us gathered together in your name? We thank you that you are with us. You are omnipresent. Hallelujah. You're everywhere all at the same time. No God great like you. No God holy like you. No God mighty like you. No God holy like you. No God faithful like you. Faithful are you, our God. Faithful to us. You are faithful. Faithful, faithful to us. Forgive us, Lord, when we've sinned against you, the Most High God. Forgive us, Lord, when we do things against your will. In the name of Jesus, knowingly or unknowingly. In the name of Jesus, help us to be sensitive to your spirit. Help us, Lord, to know, oh God, who you are. Oh Lord, and when the enemy comes in, I thank you that you raise that standard. But I thank you, Lord God, that we can say, it is written, get behind us, Satan. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We plead the precious blood of Jesus over all of us, everything concerned with us. And Lord, we thank you tonight for everything that you're doing, everything you are about to do. Have your way in us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we're your people called by your name. Oh God, we're turning from our wicked ways. We are calling on you like never before, oh God, to heal our land, our land, our land, heal our land everywhere. All over the world, heal the land, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just praise you and we honor you. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the vision for a family vacation Bible school. We thank you, oh God, for giving us the vision. Oh God, we thank you for those who are coming along with the vision, oh God. Bless each and every person, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Who took the vision with us and run it with it. Hallelujah. What a great God you are. You are awesome. You gave us, oh, so much, oh God. You gave us your Holy Spirit, and we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that you are holy and righteous. Oh, we thank you that you are faithful, and it's no God great like you. Holy, holy God. Holy is our God. Holy is our God. Righteous, faithful friend, King of kings. Father, we thank you that you are the greatest counselor that we could ever have. You give us great counsel. Oh, God, you are the wisest, wisest, wisest. None can compare to how wise you are, how great you are, how faithful you are, how mighty you are, how powerful you are. Moko Shaba Ade Ekodiriyaka. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, tonight. Oh, God, we give you glory, honor, and praise tonight, every day, every night. Oh, we honor your presence tonight. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you are directing our path in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus that you are the director of our path and that you are leading us in a plain path. Hallelujah. What a mighty God you are. You are faithful to us, your children. Oh, God, you are so faithful. We give you honor, praise, and thanksgiving for what you're doing right now in all of our lives. We say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah to the Most High God. We appreciate you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Well, good evening, good evening. Welcome to Family Vacation Bible School. We're so grateful you joined us, and we are thankful for Father God who joined all of us together. Yes. Oh, yeah, we thank you that there's one Lord, there's one faith, and one baptism, and we are all a part, oh, God, of everything that God ordained for us to be a part of. So we thank the mighty God today for all that he's done. He is glorious. Well, this is week one of Family Vacation Bible School, day three. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank the Lord for everything that he's doing in all of us. I mean, he's doing great things on a day, hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second. He's doing great things. Remember that God's thoughts of you and you, and yes, I'm talking to you, his thoughts of you are more than the grains of sand. You can't even number them. Even the hairs upon your head, he knows them. Oh, my God, I can't even find words to say how great our God is. Well, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. All right, our theme tonight is palace mentality. What's your mindset? Let's go up. Let's go up. Palace mentality. What's your mindset? Let's go up. And we have Minister Glory Dean Charlo on with us from Metairie, Louisiana. She is, oh, my God, just an awesome woman of God. I thank God for her. I believe she made 84 years young a couple of months ago or so. So we thank God she's going to sing. It is no secret what God can do. Good evening, Minister Glory Dean Charlo. How are you? Glory Dean?
All can right. You hear me now?
Yes, we can hear
you. Can you hear
now.
Me?
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all feel fine. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for being back here again tonight. Praise God to celebrate the Family's Vocational Bible Study. Praise God. Well, we thank God without singing songs. It is no secret. It is no secret God can do. God can do. Praise
Scripturally.
God.
No secret God. What God can do.
Hallelujah.
I thank
Hallelujah.
God that He does great things in the lives of His people. And it's not a
Amen.
Secret
Amen.
What He can
Good
do.
God.
He's all powerful,
Hallelujah.
Almighty,
Praise
all knowing. So I thank God for each of you all being on today. As I said, our theme is palace mentality. What's your mindset?
Amen.
Let's go up. So we have the Turner family on with us tonight again. Oh, my God. They have been so faithful. I thank God for them. They're going to be singing a song related to our theme, Baby Moses. Good evening, Turner family. How y'all doing?
We're doing good.
Amen. Go right ahead and sing. Call of God. Thank you all so much, Turner family. Awesome, awesome. Well, Levi Turner is going to read the story of Baby Moses from my book, Our Little Angels Around the World. I thank God for Levi and for the Turner family. Go ahead, Levi.
A baby's cry that got him to the palace. Baby Moses. Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. And there went a man out of the house of Levi and took to a wife, a daughter of Levi. The woman conceived and had a son. When she saw how beautiful he was, she hid him for 3 months, because the king had made a law that all the baby boys must be killed. When she could no longer hide him, she made him a basket made of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and pitch. Then she laid it at the bank of the river. His sister Miriam watched to make sure he was okay until the baby was found. The daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river where the baby had been laid in his basket. Now, as Pharaoh's daughter washed, she saw the basket and sent her maidens to get it. And when she opened the basket, she saw a baby. And as the baby cried, she had compassion on the baby and said, "This is one of the Hebrew children." Then the baby sister said, "Do you want me to call a nurse of the Hebrew woman to nurse the child for you?" And Pharaoh's daughter said, "Yes." So the baby sister went and got the baby's mother to nurse it. Pharaoh Pharaoh's daughter said, take the child away and nurse it for me, and I will pay you. Moses' real mother took him and nursed him, and the child grew. And she brought him back to Pharaoh, to Pharaoh's daughter, in the palace where the baby grew up as the son of Pharaoh, of the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Pharaoh's daughter named him Moses, because she drew him out of the water.
Amen. Excellent, Levi. Excellent. Very good. Oh, my God. You're a good reader. How old are you, Levi?
I'm 13.
13 years young. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for the Turner family. Our theme is Palace Mentality. What's your mindset? Let's go up. So we thank God for the story. Well, I want to tell you something. We're going to fast forward tonight all the way to year 2035. Year 2035. So listen closely. Who's that in Time magazine for the world's most beautiful singing twins? Oh, my goodness. In high school, oh, yes, it's Janaea and Jamaya. In high school, Janaea and Jamaya sang in all the concerts, operettas, and every school play and talent show. At church, they taught Sunday school to the young. They taught Sunday school to the young, and when they were only 14, they were so brilliant, they made the honor roll every quarter. They studied several languages, German, Japanese, French, and Spanish. They became traveling evangelists around the world. They were known as the twin missionaries from America. Not only did they speak several languages, they spoke in unknown tongues as well, from 1 Corinthians 14:2. I thank God for grandmothers. I'm sorry, hold on. Since they traveled around the world, they decided to visit the Holy Land in Israel and get baptized in the Jordan River. The twins were so brilliant, they teach Bible in many languages. They were always on the front page of the Times-Picayune, the New Orleans Advocate newspaper, for awards they won. They won several outstanding awards for awards for outstanding gospel singers of the year. They won the Stella Award several times. They won Gospel Artist Grammy. They won the Baptist Gospel Artist Award in the world. They finally made it to Sid Roth. It's supernatural. Let's congratulate the twins, Janaea and Jamaya, on their prosperous and successful years. God has continued to give them. Oh, yes, we thank God for those young ladies. Now we're going to move back to 2020. I thank God for grandmothers who train up their grandchildren God's ways. Truly, Minister Hilda Jones and her husband is that kind of grandparent. Their granddaughters live with them, the twins, Jamaya and Jamaya, and truly, they are gifted and talented by the Most High God. They're going to sing, pray, however God leads them. And good evening, girls. How y'all doing?
Good evening.
All right. How old are you all? State your name and tell me how old you are.
I'm Jamaya and I'm 11 years old. I'm Jamaya
all right.
And I'm 11.
State your name again, baby.
Jamaya.
Janaya. Okay, now, this is one request I'm going to make. Slow down just a little bit when you're talking, okay? Thank you all. Oh, I'm so happy. They're 11 years young. I thank God for him. All right. Y'all ready to perform?
Amen. Amen. They were ready. They were sitting by the fish aquarium. That's why you heard noise. Praise God. But here are they.
Come on, y'all. There's a new day, and there's no sunshine. Nothing but clouds and a dog in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day. Well, my blue skies. Love and love and the joy that you promised me is all right. I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower. I smile, even though I hurt, I smile. I know God is working, so I smile, even though I've been here for a while. I smile. It's hard to look up when you've been down. Show you what you give it now. You look so much better when you smile. So smile. Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but cloud in the dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day. Tell me my blue skies. Where's the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright. I almost gave up, but a power I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower. I smile, even though I hurt, I smile. I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while, I smile. It's hard, it's so hard to look up when you've been down. Show your dreams, you give up now. You look so much better when you smile. So smile for me. Smile for me. Listen, thank you for having us.
You look so much better. All right, girls, listen, I need you all to pray. Who's going to pray first?
Oh, I pray.
What's your name?
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us the daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but from all sins and evil. Now in the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever, I pray, amen. Lord, thank you for the service. Lord, thank you for Sister G. Thank you for everyone who came on this line. Lord, thank you for Corona almost going away. Lord, thank you for everyone who attended this line. Amen.
Amen. Was that Janaya or Janaya?
Jemaya.
Oh, thank you, Jemaya. All right. So next, I'm going to ask your grandmother if she would pray for grandmothers tonight all over the world.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister G. Father God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Father God, I ask you to forgive me for anything in my life that's not pleasing to you as I lift up this prayer, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you this afternoon for Minister G and what all she's doing in the kingdom of God. Father God, I thank you for grandmothers, God, that don't look at the circumstances, but look at the need of the children. I thank you for grandmothers, praise God, that's not asking for me time, but asking what can I do to be a servant to the Lord. Father God, I ask you to touch every mother, every grandmother, every aunt, every uncle who supports the children, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for every husband that stood beside his wife as they raised their grandchildren, Lord. I thank you for bringing them together, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you are about family, and I thank you tonight. I thank you so much that Minister Gigi is pulling families together Thank you for Minister Glory Dean, 84 years old, still on the battlefield. Thank you for the little lady that comes sometime and sing the songs. Praise God, when I heard her on Saturday morning. I think she's Mama Fanny or somebody like that. But I thank you for God in the name of Jesus. Touch your people, God. Encourage your people tonight. Walk with your people tonight. Talk with your people tonight. Let them know that they're not alone, God. God, you said we can look to the hill where coming our help, for our help coming from the Lord. Lord, you said you'll never leave us or forsake us. God, you said in Jeremiah 33:3, you said, my Father, you said, call upon you, and you'll show us great and mighty things. Tonight we call upon you to bless every grandmother. Bless every mother in the name of Jesus. And God, you said, God, you said you will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Isaiah 26:3. Oh, Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You said, let us not be weary in well-doing, for we shall reap if we faint not. We thank you for the opportunity to be able to pray, to be able to bring our children, to bring them under subjection, to train them the way to go that they will not depart. And God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, thy strength and thy redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you. A powerful prayer for grandmothers. I thank God for you, Minister Hilda Jones, and your husband who's raising your granddaughter, the twin girls. I love that song they sang, I Smile. And I thank God. Now, Mother Fanny is on with us, the woman of God that you call. She and Glory Dean, but Mother Fanny's going to be singing. Good evening, Mother Fanny. How are you?
Good evening.
All right.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. She's going to be singing a song for us tonight. Go ahead, Mother Fanny.
Yes. Yes, I am. You ready, Father?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it.
Hallelujah.
hallelujahs belong to the Lord. And we thank God.
Yes.
Every one of our hallelujahs belong to him. He deserves all the glory, all the praise, and the thanksgiving. Thank God for each one of you all being on tonight. Well, we have Esther Collins on with us. She's a grandmother as well. She and I talked in New Orleans Public Schools, and she's going to sing a song tonight. Good evening, Esther. How are you?
Good evening. I'm fine.
What are you going to sing?
We are climbing Jacob's ladder.
Okay.
We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. Soldiers of the cross. Oh, every round goes higher, higher, higher. Every round goes higher, higher. Every round goes higher, higher. Soldiers of the cross. Oh, climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. So God of the
Amen. We had a duet going on there, Mother Fanny and Esther Collins. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus, oh. Mother Fanny.
Yeah, that was Mother Fanny and you, Esther. Thank God. Thank God.
Thank
it was
you, Mother
beautiful.
Fanny. I love you. I love you.
You heard of Mother Fanny? That was Esther. She said she loved you.
I love her too.
Amen, amen.
I like to join in and help people sometimes.
Amen, especially those old songs. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God. We're moving right along. Thank God. Remember, our theme is palace mentality. What's your mindset? Let's go up. Well, we're going to fast forward again to year 2028. Did you hear about Tyrese? Yep. Tyrese, he was born to write. He had a pen in his hand when he was very young. He would write as a toddler on the walls until finally his dad bought him wall-to-wall sheets of paper. Tyrese had an amazing ability to draw also. He would write stories when he was 4 and 5 years old and tell them very dramatically to his family. He created and drew pictures for the stories he wrote. Later, in his preteens, it was prophesied that he had the scribe's anointing. God downloaded many stories and songs in Tyrese. Psalms 45, 1 and 2 says, my heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore, God has blessed thee forever. This is Tyrese's favorite scripture. He lives by it. 2028 was one of the best years of Tyrese's life. God had his hand on Tyrese, and he opened the doors for Tyrese that astounded the nation. Tyrese was awarded the Nobel Prize for being the top writer in the world. He was awarded $1 billion a year for the rest of his life. Let's give a great big congratulations to Tyrese Turner. Yay, Tyrese!
I receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Thank you. All right, amen, amen. Our young people are moving up. They have the right mindset. They have the mentality of God, and God is doing great things in them. So, palace mentality. What's your mindset? Let's go up. The palace is for the people of God that he exalts. Joshua 1:8 is the mentality of what God wants us to have. Jeremiah 29:11 also. Joshua 1:8 says, don't let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it morning, noon, and night. Obey everything written in it. Then you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. When we read, study, obey God and his written word, the Bible, and meditate on what it says all the time, casting down vain imagination that says you can't, and decide to purpose your heart, in your heart, to do everything it says, everything written in it, then you will be prosperous and successful. Prosperous in God is different than the world's prosperity. God's prosperity is spiritual and natural. Remember the scripture, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Supernatural strength to overcome every obstacle, every block, every hindrance. It doesn't matter who your parents are, what city you were born in. God can do miraculous, supernatural things through you. Moses was born in poverty. He grew up in the palace, and he left for the call of God. It doesn't matter what you did before you gave your life to Christ. When you totally surrender, give up the way you think with the mind of Christ, our mentality keeps us stuck in I can't. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Not through the apostles, not through the evangelists, not through the pastors, not through the teachers, but through Christ who strengthens us. You, yes, I'm talking to you. Yes, you too. When Christ gives us strength, not like athletes, not like weightlifters, but supernatural strength, that when we say to the mountain, move out the way, we are coming through. What's in your hand? Is it the pen of the scribe's anointing? Do you have the gift of gab to preach and prophesy? Jeremiah 29:11, God says, I have great plans to give you a greater future than the one you have planned. Come to me and think on these things. Families, fathers, mothers, children, think on these things. Everything that's true, everything that's honest, everything that's just, everything that's pure, everything that's lovely, everything that's a good report. Not Channel 4, not Channel 7, not the world news, no. Good reports. I'm going to say it again. Good reports come from God. Did you hear 113 people across the globe have recovered from the coronavirus? China had many people, 73,000 total recovered. This is not their doing. It's God's doing. God is Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. Think on virtuous things. Think on things that are praiseworthy. Think this way, and you will leave your mindset and take on the mind of Christ. God's prosperity gives us gifts unlike the world. 1 Corinthians 12:27 says, now you are the body of Christ and members in particular, and God has set some in the church, first apostles, second prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, health, government, diversities of tongues. You might have all these gifts, but if you're missing love that must accompany these gifts, the gift will not be effective. 1 Corinthians 13 is on love. We have the Turner family. They're going to be reading 1 Corinthians 13. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. 1 Corinthians 13, chapter on love. I may speak in the languages of humans and of angels,
but if I don't have love, I am a loud gong or a clashing cymbal.
I may have the gift to speak what God has revealed, and I may understand all mysteries and have all knowledge.
I may even have enough to move mountains.
But if I don't have love, I am nothing.
I may even give away all that I have and give up my body to be burned.
But if I don't have love, none of these things will help me.
Love is just patient.
Love is kind.
Love isn't jealous.
It doesn't sing its own praises.
It isn't arrogant.
It isn't rude.
It doesn't think about itself.
It isn't irritable.
It doesn't keep track of wrong.
It isn't happy when injustice is done, but it is happy with the truth.
Love never stops being patient, never stops believing, never stops hoping, never gives up.
Love never comes to an end.
There is the gift of speaking what God has revealed, but it will no longer be used.
There is the gift of speaking in other languages, but it will stop by itself.
There is the gift of knowledge, but it will no longer be used.
Our knowledge is incomplete, and our ability to speak what God has revealed is incomplete.
But when what is complete comes, then what is incomplete will no longer be used.
When I was a child, I spoke like a child, thought like a child, and reasoned like a child.
When I became an adult, I no longer used childish ways.
Now we see a blurred image in the mirror.
Then we will see very clearly.
Now my knowledge is incomplete.
Then I will have complete knowledge, as God has complete knowledge of me.
So these three things remain:
faith, hope, and love. But the best one of these is love.
Amen. Amen. Awesome. They are excellent readers. I thank God for them. Now they're going to play a song for us. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Too much terror spreading through the land. We can end this war with love on our hands. Reinvent this world. It's not too hard. All we need is love.
Jesus on the main line. Tell him what Yes, this is Mary, And I'd like for you to pray for the family of Chandra Williams. Her mother passed away a few minutes ago, and I just got the notice. And also for Marilyn McKinney in Tennessee. The virus is going through her family. She had been in the hospital for 2 months, but she just came home today. So, Marilyn McKinney and Sandra Williams.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Anyone else? State your name and your prayer request, please. Okay. Well, we're going to pray. I'm going to ask... Mary Nichols, could you pray for Minister Gwen Bernardo's request? She asked for family prayer, grandparents prayer, and however else the Lord leads you. Go ahead.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Thank you for this evening. Thank you for bringing together your children of all ages, this evening for this wonderful Vacation Bible School and opportunity to come before you. We want to pray for Minister Bernardo's request. Lord, family is one of the ways that you have ordained your word, your will, your teaching to go through generations to generations. And so, Lord, there is a great conflict over the family. We really have to fight in order to keep the family together as you have ordained. And we just thank you for the families that are in this Vacation Bible School and all of the family. And Lord, for all of those people who want a family, there is great desire to be a mother, a father, and to have their family blessed by you, led by you. And the role of the grandparents. We can't thank you enough, Lord, for the grandparents who have attended the Vacation Bible School, because they have handed down their what you have given them in terms of wisdom and spiritual songs and praise, and passed that down to their children, and then the parents can pass it down to their children. So we thank you for those grandparents, Lord, who are involved in teaching and showing future generations your love, your mercy, your wisdom, your grace, and teaching them about the greatness of salvation. We praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate that powerful prayer. I'm going to ask Minister Gwen Bernardo, you pray for Esther's request. There was tragedy in the Hamilton family, death. Could you pray however God leads you for that?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Father in heaven, we just come right now, God. And, Father, first of all, we want to thank you, Father, for the visionary of this ministry. Lord, for placing it in her heart, oh, God, for such a love for your children and families, Lord God, for our young people for today and young people for the future, in the name of Jesus. Father, we stand in agreement right now, Father, for the prayer request where there was tragedy in the family. And that tragedy being death, we speak your supernatural comfort. We speak your supernatural peace. Your word says that you came into the world, O God, through your Son Jesus, for the peace that you he would give that would surpass all understanding. So we thank you, dear Lord, and we call on your name, Jesus, to allow your blessings of peace and comfort to take place with this family and all of the loved ones and friends that's connected with this family in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, I also pray for my spiritual daughter's youngest sister who passed on today, a young lady who died of cancer, and she leaves two beautiful daughters. Lord God, we lift up the Durden family to you right now, Father, and we speak the same prayer of supernatural comfort and strength and condolence for this family as well, and to all of the families, Father God, that are experiencing bereavement at this time. And God, we just thank you, Lord, that you are a God of peace. You are a God of love. You are a God of comfort. And we count on you. We depend on you. We trust in you, oh God, that you would sustain these families right now in Jesus' name. And give them the comfort to let them know, Father, that they are not alone. And you have not left them, but you are there with them. And that you would allow them to be blessed to have the sweet memories of their lifetimes with their loved ones. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. We have Minister Lola Vaughn on with us tonight. Minister Vaughn, are you available to pray for someone? All right. She may be working tonight. Just have us on. Thank God for her. I'm going to ask, I have my spiritual daughter on with us, Laurel Brunson. I'm going to ask Laurel if you'll pray for Mary Nichols' request, family, Sharonda and Marilyn McKinney family. I appreciate it, however the Lord leads you.
Father, in Jesus' name, God, we thank you, oh God, for this day, God. We thank you for everything that you've done thus far. God, we ask that you forgive us of any sins that we've committed, known and unknown, oh God. Lord, we ask that you create in us a clean heart, God, and renew a right spirit within us, oh God. Father, we're lifting up that family, oh God, before you. God, you know the request, oh God, the McKinney family. God, we ask that you comfort them, that you be with them, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you, God, supply whatever they're standing in need of, oh God. God, we know, God, that you are the God that heals, God, that you are the God that answers prayers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we know that you are omnipresent, omnipotent, and all-knowing, oh God. So, God, we just ask that you, God, that you just be strength, God, that you be comfort, that you be wisdom, God, whatever they are standing in need of, oh God, we're just thanking you, God, that you're there in the midst of them right now. In the name of Jesus, fire breathe here, oh God. In the name of Jesus, heal everybody, oh God. Whatever they're needing, God, we just thank you for being that and so much more, oh God. And even those that are on this prayer call, this Bible study tonight, oh God, we ask, God, that you just, God, supply every need, oh God. In the name of Jesus, meet every individual at that point of need, oh God. God, we thank you, oh God, for opening doors, God, where doors seem to be shut, oh God. God, we ask you, oh God, just to continue to have your way, God, even, God, on this even on this call tonight, oh God. God, we just ask, God, that you just continue to have your way, God, in the lives of your people, oh God, as we're serving you, God, as we're humbling ourselves, oh God, to serve you, oh God. God, we thank you, oh God, for opening doors and making ways, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, I pray, God, for Sister G, God, that she is the visionary, God, of this. God, we thank you, oh God, for continuing to supply everything she needs, oh God, in the name of Jesus, pour everything back into her, God, and she is continuously pouring out daily, oh God. And God, we thank you and we bless you that it's already done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Woo, thank you, Laurel. Powerful prayer. Got a wedding anniversary coming up next month. I believe it's August the 10th. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
1 year. 1 year. Hallelujah. That's a great accomplishment. 1 year of marriage. We thank God for you and your husband, Minister Sherrod Brunson. All right. Well, I'm going to ask, we're going to continue on in prayer. Did I miss anything? Did I miss anybody need prayer? Okay. All right, well, we're going to move on. Today, I'm going to ask Pastor Turner if he would pray for single fathers. Single fathers.
Yes, ma'am. Lord God, we give you praise right now. I'm totally depleted right now of everything that we said, did, and thought in our mind. Lord God, we embrace you in this prayer. Lord God, now we make our request known. Lord God, I pray for the single fathers right now in the name of Jesus, that they will let you lead and guide them. They would allow you to lead and guide them in everything that they do and everything they put their hands to. They will not lean to their own understanding, but they, in all their ways, they will acknowledge you. Lord God, we come against the trick of the enemy that will get on their mind and say they're not enough. Lord God, we give you praise for strength for them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for them laying hold and staying strong and holding up the banner. We call them that are sinners, Lord God. We command them into the kingdom right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we know that the man, it starts with him at the home right now in the name of Jesus. So we place angels all over that house. And so with the angels over that house, it would trickle out to the neighborhood, and from the neighborhood to the town, the city, the country, the county, the state, everything, and it goes to the nations, Lord Jesus, and then it goes to the world. Lord God, so let the man be a man first, Lord God. Thank you for the first thing that he has to do when he wake up in the morning is give you glory and let you order his steps right now in the name of Jesus. Let him stay in your word for everything that he needs, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we give you praise for the children being obedient to him right in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, if it's not your will for him to find a wife right now, Lord God, settle his spirit right now. We pray against the lust spirit that will try to attack him at the nighttime and in the morning, Lord God. Lord God, let us be alert and of a sober mind in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray that over every single parent right now in the mighty name of Jesus, every single male right now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, man of God. Awesome, powerful prayer. Thank you. I'm going to ask Sister Glory Dean, Minister Glory Dean Charlotte, if you could pray for single mothers. Single mothers.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We just thank you, Father God, for all the single mothers around in the world today, God. And we have so many single mothers, God. But, Father God, pray, God, that they would seek wise advice in their children. Number one, we want them to learn that, first of all, Jesus must be in the home. Know who God is. Know who he is and what Jesus did for us on the cross. They need to learn about him first. Let God be first in the home. Learn about him. This should be first. Prayer. Prayer. All single mothers, we thank God for them to begin teaching the children about prayer. Prayer is number one. God, putting God in. You train up a child, and when he go, when he's older, he will not depart from it. He may drift off, but they will come back to it in Jesus' name. And I just pray that God will put the blood of Jesus upon each single mother, each single mother, that she will seek the righteousness of God, that she seek after learning from all the women that understand, women that understand has been in the world and older. Father God, we thank you that they will seek advice, sound advice, God. When we lift up all the single women, God, we thank you, Lord, that they'd all come into the righteousness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We put the blood of Jesus upon each head right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, within each home right now, Father, upon all children right now. We pray, Father God, that you supply, God, everything that they need, God. They will be supplied with everything that they need, God. Let them grow up, God, in these kingdom of let them grow up, God, so they can teach their children. They need to grow up as the children grow up and let them grow up together and in the Lord. And we thank you now, Father God. We love you so much, God. And we love all the single mothers, God. And God loves them too. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Gloria Dean. I appreciate that. Okay.
Thank you,
I'm going to ask Mother Fanny. If you could pray for step parents, Mother Fanny, step parents.
Pray for what now?
Step parents. Parents who, step parents.
Oh, yes. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you this night, look down on all step parents in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless them. Lead them, guide them, teach them, love them what to do, tell them what to do in the name of Jesus. Keep your hands around them, bless them going out, bless them coming in. Help them do the right thing in the name of Jesus. Keep your hand around them, guide them through in the name of Jesus. Put your way you want them to go, what you want them to do, how you want them to think. Give them the right word to say and how to teach other and lead other and guide other. Show them the way in the name of Jesus. Bless them going out and coming in. Protect them on their heart or Daniel. Keep them covered in the blood in the name of Jesus. You are a God. All the power in your hand. You got the whole wide world in your hand. Oh God, anything but fail. You can move mountains. There's nothing that you cannot do. There ain't nothing in this world that you can't stop. You can do anything in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then I lay all the little children in your hand, Lord. And I ask you to bless all the children in the name of Jesus. And one more thing, Heavenly Father, I ask all parents all over the world and the country and every direction fall down on in the faith of this world, what's going on in this world, because it ain't nothing that our God can fix in the name of Jesus. He can do anything. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to look down on the president. Help him to do the things he's supposed to do. Help him to own up and stand up and do the things he's supposed to do in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, God, to look down on the government. In the name of Jesus, you is God. You got all the power in your hand. You can do anything but fail. Now, Lord, cover your people. Cover like never before. We can pray. We can call on your name. We can do what you said do. We can honor you. We can serve you. You love us too much for us not to do what you want us to do. And God, forever be help us to do what you said do. And everything, I believe, within my heart, I'll be all right. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Mother Fanny. I'll tell you what, these prayers are very powerful. Thank God for you all. Well, Pastor Turner, could you pray for father-in-laws? Father-in-laws.
Lord God, we give you praise right now for the father-in-laws, Lord God. Thank you for the wisdom, understanding, and knowledge that they bring to the family right now. Lord God, we thank you for the unity in the family that the father-in-law will bring, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we glorify your name for the conversations that they will have, Lord God. We pray Bible studies with the family. We pray unity around the table that they all will sit together and have dinner together and then discuss Jesus and discuss not only the scripture but the greater things that we will do when we put our head together in unity in Christ Jesus. Lord God, we glorify your name. Lord God, if there's any illness in his body, Lord God, we pray against that. Lord God, and we say again, everything that line up, everything will line up from A to Z, whatever it is in the body right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for longevity. We thank you for strong father-in-laws. We thank you for them unifying with the son-in-law right now. And there won't be any arguments, Lord Jesus, that they will see their son-in-law, and they will embrace him, and they will see their sons, and they will see their daughter, and they will embrace it, Lord Jesus, and it'll be one big happy family in the name of Jesus, because they put Jesus first. Amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Thank you so much, man of God. I'm going to ask Sister Mary Nichols if she would pray for mother-in-laws.
Yes. Oh, thank you, Father, for this opportunity to lift up mother-in-law. First of all, Lord, that the children, the husband and the wife, will have a godly respect for the mother of each of them in marriage, and that they will have the respect for each mother-in-law and would be led in their marriage to follow Christ, rather than if the situation comes up where the mother-in-law has some very different ideas from what they think they're having, that it would be your word and your way, Lord, that the marriage, rearing the children, paying the budget, cooking the ham dish, all of that, that the mother-in-law would be a beacon of hope, a person of integrity and leadership led by you in the advice that they might give the young couple, especially if they ask for the advice. Otherwise, the role of the mother-in-law is to just pray hard for their children's marriage, the grandchildren, and the life that you have planned for them as a couple. But the mother-in-law will represent you in their children's marriage through prayer. Thank you, Lord, for wonderful mother-in-law that I've known, only one. But thank you. Thank you for us who have had good mother-in-laws, loving mother-in-laws, and as they say, mother-in-law. And that is such a blessing. And help us as we have the opportunity to become mother-in-law, that we would walk in the Spirit in prayer for the couple. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Powerful prayer. All right. We have Evangelist Laurel Brunson. I'm going to ask her to pray for daughter-in-laws.
Yes, ma'am. Father, in Jesus' name, God, we thank you yet again, God, for another opportunity, God, to come before your throne of grace. And, Father, now we're lifting up daughter-in-laws everywhere, oh, God. Lord, we just ask you, oh, God, to bring unity, God, in families right now, God, unity, God, between mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, oh, God, right now, God, that you're dissolving any disputes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, between the two, oh God. God, we ask you, we're lifting up daughter-in-laws right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that daughter-in-laws, God, won't compare themselves, God, to their husbands and mothers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And even that husband, God, won't compare their wives to their mothers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we pray right now for unity. We pray, God, against the spirit of confusion, the spirit of comparison, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray for the spirit of love, God, to reside, God, among mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, for the spirit of trust to rise up, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we come against abuse, God, any form of abuse, God, physical, mental, emotional, verbal, oh God, in the name of Jesus, mind games, mind control, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we thank you for daughter-in-laws everywhere, God, being godly women, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we thank you, oh God, for daughter-in-laws everywhere, God, being, God, submissive, God, being humble, oh God, in the name of Jesus, willing to learn, oh God, in the name of Jesus, willing to learn from their mother-in-laws, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we just thank you right now, God, just for bringing unity, oh God, bringing clarity, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you that you're not a God, God, that you're not the author of confusion, oh God, but of peace, oh God. So we, God, speak peace right now, God. We even come against, God, any meddling mother-in-laws, God, mother-in-laws, God, that would try to tear down their daughter-in-laws, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, comparing themselves, oh God, to comparing themselves, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just ask you right now, God, just for unity, that you bring them together, that you bring families together, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now, God. We bless you, oh God. God, we ask you, oh God, for the spirit of adoption, God, to come forth, oh God, that it won't be no more mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws and son-in-laws, oh God, but God, that we'll adopt each other into our families, and that it only be mother and father and sister and brother, oh God, and that we'll drop the in-laws, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and that we'll all become one, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for the spirit of forgiveness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, from any hurt, any past hurts, any pain, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that has been caused thus far, God, even in marriages, God, in the name of Jesus, where wives don't measure up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we thank you right now, God. God, we bless you, God. We honor you that you're already doing it and that it's already done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Oh, my God. Powerful prayer. Thank you so much. I tell you, you guys know how to pray right on the target. We appreciate it. Well, we have Lily Turner. She's going to pray against abortion.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, forgive us for sins known and unknown, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we come against the spirit of anger right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. The spirit of worry, in the mighty name of Jesus. If anyone has been raped, in the mighty name of Jesus, and became pregnant, Lord God, we come against that spirit of anger over them, in the mighty name of Jesus. That they won't want to have the child, Lord God. Let them have the child, Lord Jesus. Let them cry out to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them ask for help in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you for one of your saints going to them in the mighty name of Jesus and talking to them in the mighty name of Jesus, ministering to them. Let them want to have the baby in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you for speaking clearly in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, show yourself strong in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we love you for all that you have done, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over the mothers in the mighty name of Jesus and over the babies that are being born, Lord God. We come against any babies that are being born in the name of Jesus that are going to attack the coronavirus in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of fear of the mothers to have the babies so the babies won't get sick in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healthy babies in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for your power, Lord Jesus. Let them utilize your power, Lord God. Let them understand their keys, Lord Jesus, to bind and to loose, Lord Jesus. We give you praise, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you for what you have done, Lord Jesus. We believe this effective immediately in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful prayer. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. All righty. We're going to switch gears a little bit. I'm going to ask Minister Gloria Dean Charlotte if she would pray a prayer for our nation. And right after her, I'm going to ask one of the Turner children to pray for our nation as well. All right. Go ahead, Minister Gloria Dean.
Pray all over the world, huh? Every nation.
Every nation, yes.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you for this whole universe, this world, Father God. Every nation, every tongue, every kindred, every people, Father God, in the universe, God, you created all for your joy and for your pleasure, God. The word said, for your pleasure were we created. And we were created for your pleasure. And I thank the Lord for all the families all over the world today, God, that you bless each one, God, individually, God, that salvation will come through each family, God, each family in this world today, God. And we thank you, God, as we give you glory, we give you praise, God, that they're going to learn of you, God. These families will learn of you, God, and they're going to learn to live in peace and learn to be with one another, God. Father God, we pray for all families, God, all over the universe, God. We ask that you touch in mighty way, God. We put the blood of Jesus on each family. Each and every family, Father God. We lift them up to you, Father God, that you take care of them, Father. Take care of them, Father God. Let not the enemy try to come and devour any of them, Father God. But we come against an enemy right now that will try to come against families right now in the name of Jesus. For Satan, you're a liar. A lie, and the truth is not in you. And we demand and command you to be thy God away from these families, each and every one of them, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. They were not created for you. They were created to serve the Lord thy God. He brought them forth. He created the world today. He created everyone that's in the world today. And Father God, we want to thank and give you glory, God. Praise today, God, that we the world, we shall receive you, accept you, God, as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Woo, thank you, Jesus, for the prayers. Hallelujah. Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, Turner family, who's going to say the prayer for the healing of our nation?
This is Levi.
I'm sorry, say your name again.
Levi.
Levi. Okay, go ahead, Levi.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for our nation and the leaders in it right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for protection over your people in this nation right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, to make them invisible right now in the name of Jesus from any persecution that's going on right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for our leaders, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for them not talking crap to each other, to any other nations, Lord Jesus. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for obedience in this nation right now in the name of Jesus. Let people obey the laws of this land, Lord Jesus. And we believe this to be effective. Amen.
Amen. Whoa, powerful prayers. Our young people know how to pray. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank God for each one of you. We're going to be closing soon. Would anyone like to share anything before we close out?
Under normal circumstances.
Anybody want to share anything? We got a TV on in the background. I'm going to ask if you could lower it or turn it off for us, please. We appreciate it.
But when we
anybody have anything they want to share before we close?
You can see this now, it's more hyperactive.
All right. Well, I want to say that God's will, we'll be on tomorrow night, same time, same station. I thank God for each of you all coming on all this week. Every day this week, I thank God for the Turner family and every family who came on. They're going to be playing a closing song in just a few minutes. But But I want to say to each of you, have a God-filled night, a God-filled week, God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Don't forget, praise the Lord every day. Every day. Take time to sit in His presence in the secret place. Take time to listen to Him because He's talking to us. But you know what? We got the TV on in this room, the computer on in that room, the radio on in that room, and we can't hear Him because He speaks very soft. The devil shouts, but God speaks very soft. So we got to hear what the Lord is saying. Get in a quiet place. Listen to Him. He may tell you what scriptures to read. He may not even say anything, but He may be putting those gifts in you. You don't know. The gift of miracles of healing, the gift of faith, the gift of, you know, whatever the gift may be. Maybe interpretations, maybe of dreams, maybe dreams and visions. Anyway, we're going to be closing out. Father, we just thank you so much for this night. We thank you for being present with us. We thank you for every caller that called in tonight. We thank you for every person that participated in prayer, song, scripture, whatever, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that you are Lord God. Now, Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over each and every person that came on. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against them shall prosper. We bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy. And we thank you, Lord, that you are our rear guard. There's no God great like you, Jehovah. And, Father, we thank you, oh, God, that you have protected each one of us from the virus. We pray for people of all ages, oh, God, from the youngest to the oldest, that you will continually have your hand of mercy upon us, oh, God. We need you like never before. Visit the hospitals, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, visit the nursing homes, oh, God. Oh, God, visit the mental institutions, oh, God. Visit the foster care homes. Visit every family, Lord. And I thank you, Lord God, for dispatching holy angels of protection. I plead the blood of Jesus. We decree and declare the death angel will not pass our way, and then or anyone that we know, our family. We cover all those that have contacted the coronavirus with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for their safety. We thank you, Lord God, for their healing. We say, take up your bed and walk in the mighty name of Jesus. So we just thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. I love y'all. Talk to you tomorrow.
Love you. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. All righty, all righty. Thank God for you all.
Join America.
Gotta let them know. Now, it's time for all believers to stand together and tell the good news. The good news of who you are and whom you are. Yeah, I just crossed it. We are not ashamed. Gotta let y'all know. Gotta let y'all know. Come on. Everybody, just clap your hands. Come on. It's all right to move your feet.
When I wake up in the morning like this, gotta say to myself, come here. Food on my table, clothes on my back, gotta say to myself, come here.